This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, Michael Hausman is going to join me in about 15 minutes or so. And he looks at things from a libertarian perspective, whatever the heck that means. But, you know, the thing I find funny about libertarians is they keep saying they're fiscally conservative and they're socially liberal and they just don't want you, they don't want to deal with all the social issues because, you know, they have nothing to do with the fiscal stuff, which is not true. It really isn't true because ultimately to fight those things, to support those things, it costs tax dollars. All the way around, it costs tax dollars. So I don't think it's right to say that they really don't affect us from a fiscal standpoint, because I just don't think that's true. So an Arizona sheriff says he can't take it anymore. And he just started spewing what's going on the border. Yeah, and we don't hear much of that. Now, he said that 1,500 border agents that are mandated by Congress are not being hired, and so they don't have the manpower they need to fight what's going on at the border. Let's see if I can play this for you. Let's see if it actually will work this time. So the 1,500 Border Patrol agents that are mandated by Congress are not being hired, and we see a submission of another 300 Border Patrol agents that are being cut. So not only are the 1,500 that we were promised, along with the whole, building the fence dollars, you know, that's where they allocated that money. But apparently now they're not going to do that, and they're asking the Border Patrol to cut another 300 because they're doing such a great job and make sure the border's safe, right? At least they think they are. It's really, really interesting how dull these people are, how much out of touch they are with reality. Here, let me see if I get them now.
Of illegals is up in the first 4 months of this fiscal year by 25%. You see 102% increase of unaccompanied juveniles, 102% increase in the first 4 months of this fiscal year. And we're up 170% of families that are together. And so
now check this out. He's not talking, you know, 2% here, 3% there, 20% there. He's talking 100, 105, 103. That's a major difference.
At a time when we see a rapid rise in the actual numbers crossing this border, and you can make any justification of why that's happening, what we see from this administration, from the Obama administration, is an actual reduction. At a time we should be providing more support.
But he's committed to border control, isn't he? He just said that at that Canadian-Mexican, whatever that love fest they were at the other day, where he said that they were committed to the safety and the security at our borders. you know, basically stating it was both. But take a listen.
To secure our border. And we have seen 1,500 Border Patrol agents that are mandated by Congress that are not being hired, and we see a submission of another 300 Border Patrol agents that are being cut. That's approaching almost 10% of our Border Patrol that is not being added.
Well, I don't know what he's complaining about. They don't need him anymore because you're supposed to just let him in anyhow. Border Patrol agents are to keep people from coming in and to make sure our borders are safe and secure. We're not making sure they're safe and secure, so why do we need more agents? Really, I'm just asking.
There's not on our border protecting, guarding, and defending America. And with numbers that we've seen here in the Tucson sector in the three past years from 82,000 up to 123,000, what is it going to take to put the resources at our border? And we have a lack of enforcement that's going on. You don't have to look anywhere further than here in Pinell County. We're not on the border. People point that out all the time, but it appears that it's even worse. There have been arrests of illegals who are trying to outrun our deputies at high rates of speed that readily admit that they've been deported 8 times, 14 times, 16 times, even 20 times. And the reason why this is happening, don't scratch.
20 times. I had to stop on that one. 20 times. The guy was deported, or people have been deported 20 times, and they're still picking him up. Why? Because it's a joke. If we're not enforcing the law, if there's no downside, why follow the law? I mean, maybe that's our next post. Is Obama trying to make this a lawless country? He doesn't have respect for it. He doesn't much care about it.
Your head trying to figure this out is because there's a lack of consequences. And you're going to hear today from Brandon and myself representing these men here, representing 16,000 plus Border Patrol agents. These are the cops. These are the men and women who swore an oath to protect our country. These are the cops at the border. And this administration literally has handcuffed them from doing their job. They have a leader in Commissioner Gil Kerlikowske who says that if they don't agree, and our heroes in the Border Patrol don't agree with the Obama administration and this lawlessness that's happening, that they can go find another job.
Is that sick or is it my imagination? They joined to protect and serve. They're told they can't protect and serve. Get your paycheck and go. Yeah, bad. We have a bad administration. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Housem joins me after the break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. Head up to the website. Seriously, head up to the website. You can be part of the conversation in the chat room. Now you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Like I do every week, always enjoy his time with me. I hope he enjoys his time with me as well. Michael Housen joins me from House Rules. He has his own show on very early in the morning. For those of you driving to work in the morning, you can catch him on your smart. If you have a dumb phone, it won't work. Hey, Michael, do you have any friends that still have those little dumb phones, you know, flip phones, can't do much anything with?
You know what, man? I had actually Heather McDonald. You know she is the writer?
No, you throw these names out like I'm going to know anything.
She is, Heather is at the Manhattan Institute. She was actually on Dennis Prager Day, which made me think about it. But I had her on my show on Monday, ahead of Dennis Prager.
Oh.
But she writes for the City Journal. She is a fellow at the Manhattan Institute, has degrees from Yale, Cambridge, and Stanford. She's a rock star. And she's written this new book called The War on Cops. And she is, you've got to figure out a way to get her on your show.
Well, just send me,
anyway.
You obviously have a connection for her. Send it to me.
Yeah, sure.
See, I just figured it out. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Yeah, I can do that. And she is a unbelievable, if any of your listeners heard Dennis Prager's show today, she was on for almost an hour, and she is just genius, brilliant. She's written this book called The War on Cops, basically turning the whole Black Lives Matter, cops are racist thing completely on its head, almost entirely informed by facts and history. But she commented that she uses a flip phone that is text enabled. That's as far as it goes.
Oh wow! I mean, you know, and that's that person that's sitting there, and they've got to click that thing three times for every one letter they want to get to. You know?
Right. Yeah. It's hilarious.
I do too. I think it's really funny. We're trying to get. I'm not that far away from getting Dick Morris on the phone, on the show. He's written a new book called Armageddon, and. Yeah, he's making the rounds now, too, as well. But, you know, he's been out of the picture for a long time because I think, you know, he made some bad calls. He made, you know, which is really funny because there's a lot of guys up there that make bad calls. I don't know why the heck he was the only one that got singled out and nobody wants to deal with him anymore. But anyhow, he'll be coming on, too. All these writers, all these people that are working on books about Trump and Hillary, I want them on. I want to see their different perspectives on this issue. And then the latest book about... what was it, the Secret Service agent who wrote a book about what it was like to be in the White House with Bill and Hillary?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Really? They're going to be on?
Yeah, he's going to be on, too. And the thing about it, see, I don't tell anybody, just between you and me, right? I don't read the books they send me. Because they send me, like, I get like 10 books a week. And I'm not like, I'm not an intellectual like you. I can't, any words that are over 7 letters, I'm done. So I have a group of guys that read the books for me and get back to me on it. And one fellow said he read the book in one night. He couldn't put it down. But he said, but it was because of the escapades that were going on in the White House. It was like a frat house when Billy was there. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what? Here's the deal. I will trade you Heather McDonald's email address for that guy's email address.
Okay. Well, okay.
Oh, you know what I want you to do, though? Now, it's interesting that you'll have Dick Morris on. I would never have Dick Morris on my show.
Why not? You know, I've had Newt Gingrich on. Some people don't like him either, but...
Oh, I would have Gingrich on in a second.
Yeah.
Morris lost me when I watched a video of his. And, by the way... if you get on his email list, you can't get off. I get an email and a video from Dick Morris every single day, and I've unsubscribed like 50 times. But he totally lost me when I watched his video proposing an alternative to Obamacare, and it was basically Obamacare light. I mean, he's a full-on big government statist. Mm-hmm. But then, of course... any residual that he had, he lost with the 2012 election.
Oh, sure.
But the email I got today was a video on why people on the terror list should not be able to buy guns, and it made my head explode. I mean, the concept of due process of some unnamed bureaucrat putting your name on a list. You don't even know it. There's no recourse that you have. There's no
Let me ask you a question. So we had a guy like Abdullah Hakti Hakawaki, the guy that, I don't want to use his real name, the one that killed those people down in Orlando. Now, he was put on the list and taken off the list. Now, I appreciate, understand, and agree with due process. Is there something that you could come up with, though? Is there a way to say, look... No, he hasn't been. He has not been put on the guilty list, if you would, or been guilty of a crime. But is there a way to watch these guys? Is there a way to put them on the list so when they do buy a gun, maybe there's a longer waiting period? I don't know, but I am not. I'm sorry, buddy. You're not going to like this, but I'm not just a. Everybody gets a gun for any reason at any time without any kind. There are people around me that I know that I hang with that I wouldn't want to have a gun.
Okay, a couple responses to that. I generally tend to agree with you, but read More Guns, Less Crime, and you'll find that the overwhelming impact of extended waiting periods is for people that have an urgent need for a gun for legitimate use, and in many cases are injured or damaged or even in fact killed because they couldn't get one.
Right.
And the overwhelming people that are negatively impacted are people that absolutely should be able to buy a gun.
So you should...
Wait, let me finish. Number one.
Okay, but I want to. So why can't you file a waiver like you can with a passport and saying, look, I have a need for one. I can't wait the 7 days, 10 days, 15 days, whatever, and get moved to the front of the list.
Yes, but see, here's the thing: is that all of these things depend on some sort of system, FBI system, which failed in Dylann Roof's occasion, for bureaucratic oversight. Now look at this guy in Florida. The number of people in America that would actually be interviewed multiple times by the FBI is what? Handfuls of people?
Yes,
so these guys went through, it wasn't just a list and they check a background and they check your legal records and all of this kind of thing. They actually sat this guy down and talked to him and combed through his life.
Right.
And he still made it through.
But they took him off the list because of the technicalities in the laws that didn't allow him to keep him on the list for any length of time. Should we close those technicalities? If you're under investigation or ongoing active investigation? I'm trying to come to a common sense. You know, it's easy to say, well, the Second Amendment gives you the right, no matter what, too bad, deal with it. Right? Are there times we got to go to a quick break? Is there a time where you go, okay, you know, Frankie here, who's on 32 mental meds, we may have to extend his waiting period. But think about that during the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Now remember, July 4th, I'm going to be celebrating. Because I know what that day is, unlike a lot of morons out there who think it's barbecue day. And later on, well, no, I'm up on the last hour. I'll do it tomorrow night. But we're going to play a clip of Mark Dice out at the beaches. It's beautiful. So, you know what I think it is in California? I think what it is these people, you know, their brains are fried. That's what I think it is. And that's why they're so stupid. Not all of you, mind you. I'm not saying all of you. But, I mean, my God, when you hear some of this stuff, when you hear the stories, when you hear that people really honestly, they don't know who, they honestly, it's not a joke, they don't know who we've won our independence from, they don't have any of that information. You just scratch your head and go, my God, I gotta go slap your parents. Anyway, Michael Hauser joins me as he does every week. I always appreciate the time that he spends with me and, kind of pulls me off the ceiling at times. Michael, thanks for being with me tonight.
Well, you're welcome, man. Appreciate it.
See, I would slap the parents. I don't know about you. You probably would give them a gun. I don't know. Whatever. tell people where they can hear your show.
They can hear my show every morning from 7 to 8 California time. The best place to do it, there's like the dozen cities that it plays in. The best place to do it is go to houserules.us and then just click on the radio show link and all the details are there. And there's also a link to listen live. You know, similar kind of thing for streaming folks that you have. There's free app in the Apple Store. There's a free app in the Google Store that you can listen live, listen to archives. You can chat. You can also download the podcast on iTunes, on Spreaker.
I didn't say you could eat the. I didn't say you could take up a whole segment doing this. The, you know what's really funny is I have a Windows phone. I've got the same thing as you. I've got the Apple app. I've got the iPhone app. And I've got a Windows phone. I love the Windows stuff, as opposed to the Android stuff. And yet, our people, and it's too expensive to have it done on your own. Our people don't have a Windows app made yet, so I can't even go listen to my own show to see if it's working, or the last thing that I was dealing with, whatever. So, Michael has, Skype has not been very good to me lately.
It dropped him
again. Yeah, but it dropped, what's his face the other night? So maybe we need to get a real technical person in here. Not somebody who thinks they're technical to come in. But it's funny, I should have recorded the conversation during the break. Because we really had, my contention, my question is this kind of like an abortion on demand thing? It doesn't matter what, you know, one of the things I asked Michael was, so my, and not that this is true, he'll probably hear this and think I'm talking about him, but the, you know, if my next door neighbor, let's say the cops have been called to his house 12 times in the last year for domestic abuse, animal abuse, whatever, some kind of abuse, right? And they get there, they can't make it any stick because they don't legally have, they can't come within the law and get it to stick. So he's allowed to have a gun. In Michael's mind, he's allowed to have a gun. And I'm not saying that he never gets a gun for life or whatever, but are there any restrictions at all? I mean, I'd love to hear that from... I don't want to hear it from anti-gun people. I want to hear from pro-Second Amendment. I want to hear from people who feel you should have guns, you could have guns if you want them. You know, you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I want to know what you think. Should we have guns if you know somebody's a little off? And who decides? That's the other thing. Who decides who gets a gun and who doesn't? I always find that interesting, too, because you get the hardcore righties who say, I don't want somebody else deciding who gets a gun and who doesn't. You look at the whole, and I said it to Michael, I said, you get a panel of people together, they're going to look at each person individually and decide, well, we have the Supreme Court that does that now, and they come up with the wrong answer all the time. Maybe it's like a parole thing. You get another shot at getting your guns every 90 days or something. Or getting a gun, or being allowed to buy a gun. I don't know. I have no idea. Look, I've always said, I'm not the sharpest guy in the room. But I look at some of this stuff and say, okay, we've got to use a little bit of common sense. That young man that got, the woman that, she got the guns legally, her son was whacked. Everybody knew her son was whacked. Should she be required to at least keep him in a locked safe somewhere? Are people responsible for this stuff? I think we're getting Michael back now. I hope we are. Anyway, he's gonna save me. You with me?
I am. Internet went out.
Oh well, there you go. That's what you get for using that interweb thing. I'm not in the
high tech
stuff.
That's exactly right.
anyway, I even forgot what I went on to something else, and I forgot what I was talking about. But that's okay. It's cool.
I was in the middle of explaining all of the details.
Oh, I was putting you to sleep. Is that what you say? Anyway,
right.
So, lots of stuff happened this week. We haven't talked since the EU broke up, that relationship. The sky is falling and all of that. Isn't it interesting how the libs jumped all over that? I don't know how closely you've been following it, if that's your cup of tea.
I had been following it. I had a guy on. I had the UK-US relations expert from the Heritage Foundation on Tuesday, and we spent a half hour talking about it.
Oh, see how he does that all the time? He drops the names. He's got smarter people than I have on. He likes doing that to me.
Well, you know what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to add value to your show.
So I see how that works. And
I'm also trying to build mine.
But what I thought was really funny about all of that, though, I got to tell you something, is how the libs were screaming that they made the wrong decision, that they were fed a line of garbage. And it's funny how the libs always, when they don't get their way, it comes up with the other people that voted were wrong. And they got misinformation, and that's why they voted that way, and they shouldn't do this.
Right. It's funny. The people on the left, the statists on the left, who are presumably for the people, and they do things for the people, for the benefit of the people, etc., the very last thing they ever want to hear from is the people.
I have that argument all the time with some elected officials that you scream that the people should decide, the people should decide, the people should decide. And when they do, they go, well, that was the wrong decision.
Absolutely, you know, kind of thing, right? The wrong decision. That's
so
right.
when it comes to the EU, though, we just did it. We did a story earlier tonight on the first hour. I don't know if you saw this, where the EU has come down with an edict that says that if you're in the, and that this is great, if you're in the European Union and you've got a manufacturing plant in the European Union and you sell bottled water in the European Union, you cannot say that water dehydrates you. I mean, rehydrates you. Because there's no proof that water rehydrates you. Now, that's an edict that comes out from the EU that now affects all 27 member countries, right?
Oh, God. Yes.
So even if the country says, yeah, you got to have your truth in advertising, and yes, we have proof that water does dehydrate, we have scientific proof water does rehydrate the body, that now because the EU edict came out, you can't use that anymore. It supersedes the law of the country. Why belong to this thing?
Well, it was interesting. A couple things. Number one is I saw an article the other day about a butcher in London that is now only selling meats measured in imperial units and is no longer labeling metric units, which I loved. But interestingly enough, talking to this guy from Heritage, and he gave me so much information. One of the things he said is he said, look, the seeds of the EU were planted in the early 1950s.
Right.
And it was basically ways to make sure that Germany doesn't go to war anymore and France doesn't get beat up anymore. And it just kind of developed from that. And a couple things about it is, number one, it was always extraordinarily Europe-centric, not Great Britain-centric. Also, in the context of Europe, very French and German-centric in the middle of that, right? Number one. He goes, and secondly, it wasn't so much a free trade zone as it was all different kinds of tariffs and protectionist deals to protect favored, Italian clothing designers and French vintners and German grape growers and all of this kind of thing. And Britain does far more broad-based international trade, and they're much more classically liberal in their approach to trade than Europe is. And so, fundamentally, the deck was stacked against Britain because of the focus on Germany and France, number one, and then, secondly, a total lack of commitment to full-on free trade between individuals, companies, and countries. He goes, so Britain had been, to a certain extent, getting the short end of the stick all the way along.
Yes, and not to that great a detail, but I...
freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable health care that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain health care costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Back. Always a pleasure to have you on board. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. And again, like I said, I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Michael Housem joins me as he does every week. And Michael has his own show. And also, is it called House Rules?
House Rules with Michael Housem.
Jeez. You know, I had people years ago tell me you should never name the show a different name with. Make it your show. And I said, you know what? It is my show. I don't care. It's called The Real Side with Joe Messina. It's my show, period. So anyhow, but I always had a hard time with some of the guys that we know that use their own name in the show. But that's a story for a different day anyhow.
And you know what? I typically just call it House Rules.
Right. Yeah, I hear you.
Because everything I've got, my car is House, my Twitter handle is at MP House, which your listeners should follow, at MP House.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. Yeah, we put
I follow both of yours.
We put your, yeah, I know, another mistake I made. I didn't understand all the social stuff, dude. And I was just reaching and trying to do and get things done, and now it's funny because now you're managing more than you want to manage, but you can't stop using them. Once you start, yeah. It's over.
Well, I have two Twitter accounts, and what I use is I use Hootsuite, and so they just go to both.
Yeah, we do too. So I also sent you a link just to make your night. I sent the link to your Facebook page with the Rasmussen poll, or the tables that show, let's see, it shows Trump at 43, Clinton at 39, when you pull the true polling, all the true polling together. So I figured that would make your night, and you'd enjoy that to no end. Hey, what do you think about Trump screaming, in essence, I'm sorry, that's screaming for him, about how nasty, not Trump, I'm sorry, Obama, screaming about how nasty Trump is and how he, you know, in saying that he's going to bomb ISIS, blanket bomb ISIS, and he doesn't care if their families are there, the whole nine yards. And so Obama's now apologizing to the terrorists for the mean comments made by Donald Trump, in essence. I mean, this guy, isn't he constantly, does he even surprise you anymore with these comments?
Wait, which guy?
Ba-dum-bum-tsh. Yeah, okay, there you're right. Obama. I mean, he's on his way out, and he's making more and more of these kind of comments. To actually even bring up in a meeting that has nothing to do with Donald Trump, and say, you know, I've got to apologize for the way this guy speaks and what he says, and the goal is not to kill, you know, every Muslim out there, and basically not calling it what Trump called it, which was, you know, the terrorists, the ISIS terrorists. If they're putting their families in danger, how are we supposed to bomb? How are we supposed to take them out, you know, and still protect their wives and kids? We were just supposed to kill the warriors? Seriously?
Well, exactly. I mean, I have said this for a long time because I stole it from Dennis Miller, that Barack Obama is waging war-ish via Jane Austen-inspired rules of engagement. That does not surprise me. I mean, the idea of bring horror and terror and hell upon your enemies in as brutal and highly efficient and destructive and painful and catastrophic way possible, to end it as soon as possible, is something that he can't even remotely get his mind around.
No, he doesn't see this as an upside. I mean, one of his little cronies would say, you know, we've been bombing and killing and doing all this time, and we've got nothing for it, which is not a true statement. You know, we've not got where we want to get. We're still in a war. Americans don't have the stomach for long, drawn-out wars. And I think the only reason we really haven't won, I think the only reason we really haven't made a major league dent is because we have yet to do what we need to do to win.
Well, exactly.
Yeah. You're making
That's exactly right.
You're making boring radio, buddy. You're agreeing with everything I have to say.
Okay, let me say this, though. That being said, it does not take me very much to imagine Donald Trump going completely off the handle as a result of some personal affront of his.
Right.
Because I'm not sure I've ever had any experience with somebody with a bigger ego and more insecurity. And having that guy on the lever of the weaponry of the United States military is also kind of scary.
I don't disagree with you, but you know, I think if we knew some of the stories that went down, there's I can't remember the title. I'll send you the book because I know you're a reader, and it had to do with Richard Nixon. And I don't know if you knew this, but Richard Nixon used to get fall down drunk in the White House. He would drink at night, you know, walking around and doing things and doing his work, and he would get mad at, we'll say, the Russians, okay? And he would call the Joint Chiefs there, or whoever he makes his call to. He says, I want you to nuke those SOBs. When I get up in the morning, you better make sure there's a crater the size of Siberia. You know, he would go through the whole thing, and then in the morning he'd get up, and the first call he'd make is, I'd go, you didn't do anything, did you? You know, kind of thing. So I always thought that was funny, that the stories that you can only imagine. The Secret Service guy that wrote the book on the Clintons,
right.
I don't want to give it away yet because I want to do the interview, but ultimately there are things that went on in that White House with Bill, let's just say that Monica Lewinsky wasn't the only one that had sexual activity with that man in the White House.
No! Are you kidding me?
And it wasn't just a couple. But can you imagine being the Secret Service guys having to watch it because that's not what, you know, but having to make sure people don't get, close to him during those times. One of the biggest problems they had that they used to discuss when Hillary and Bill were together in there was how far do they let Hillary go before they pull her off of Bill from a physical standpoint? Because even though she's the wife, they're saying we're still supposed to protect the president. We're supposed to make sure he doesn't get hurt.
Right. No, you're exactly right.
Oh, God. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall during those days and those times.
Yep. Have you ever had, speaking of that, in the context of what we were just talking about with Donald Trump, a friend of mine, Dan Joseph, who works for MRC TV.
Right.
You've probably seen his videos before.
Oh, yeah. I've used his videos, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever had Dan on the show, by the way?
I have not.
Okay, then I'll give you Dan's call. Are
there
you friends with him on Facebook?
I don't know. But we'll just, you know, we should be talking about this off the air, but we'll trade some numbers later on.
Okay. Right. Anyway, Joseph just posted this. Benghazi was an utter catastrophe, an epic show of incompetence by the Obama administration. Then they lied about it for a political gain. Obviously, this is in the context of the House Select Committee report.
Right.
But if you're going to cast your vote for a guy who advocates committing war crimes against civilians and says that he doesn't think our POWs are heroes, you really should not say for family radio phraseology and then let the adults sort this one out.
Well, I had a field day with that report. I said last night, I said, look, I'm going to make my right-wing friends like cringe right now when I say I agree with the report. We've learned nothing new. I've always known that Obama was a liar. I've always known that he's hated the country, didn't much care for our military. I've always known that Hillary hates our military. So from that perspective, I've learned nothing new. I really think that the Republicans were spineless. There were things they could have acted upon in that report ultimately. I think they allowed the Dems to set the narrative. You know, just I could go on and on and on with it. Did you pick up anything in that Benghazi report where you went, you know what, I didn't know that, or I wasn't aware of this, or?
No, nothing.
Really? Okay.
Not that I could see.
No, I mean, there was stuff that I learned, but I wasn't surprised. I mean, these guys are arguing about what clothes to wear, to get out there because they don't want the Libyans to be upset that they've got, you know, certain types of clothes on or they're portraying a certain warlike attitude. Seriously? We really care about this? And go. I said, I just go naked. What are you going to get upset about there? Well, I'd get upset, but other than that, I mean, seriously, you get to the point where you can't believe the lunacy on how these guys are making decisions. And in the war room, they have politicos in there trying to decide what's going to look the best.
Right.
So, yeah, we all around, we're screwed. When it comes to, we've got 6 months of nightmare. In my mind.
Right. So. Yeah, I don't. Gosh, we got to come up with something to argue about. We've got like a minute left. What can we disagree on?
Let's see. I think he should have had all the congressmen in the sit-in. I think he should have had them all arrested. It breaks all the rules of Congress. You know, the floor, the House rules.
Yeah, on the other hand, the House was out of session, so it was just a complete waste of time. So I think, you know, the only thing that it probably really made an impact on is the cleaning crew.
Yeah. And really, it didn't change anything, because they sit around all day and get nothing done anyhow. But what about the Clinton, the guy that was going to had something to tell on Hillary Clinton, and he comes up dead? There's a surprise?
You know what, man? I don't know what I think about that. I saw those articles and I thought, you know, is this InfoWars stuff or is this real?
Well, go back and, you know, you and I should talk about this next week. Go back and look at the history of everybody that was lined up, set up, ready to come out against the Clintons and what happened to them. Anyway, hey, we're up against it. Really quick, tell people where they can get a hold of you.
HouseRules.us, House Rules with Michael Housem on Facebook, and at MPHAUS on Twitter.
Great, thanks. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Have a great rest of the day. If you're leaving out tomorrow, be careful. Don't be one of those people that we no longer will hear from come Monday. So be careful. Take your time. Enjoy your holiday weekend. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, man. Thank you.